Sicker than a new flu, the guy called swine. Staying on point like a a unicorn. Trap with a unibomb. Every day's a work day, but don't wear a uniform. Gucci man, a double done. Cap it like a Capricorn. Chop a mind going on the money, making money. A joker. I be robbing, and the ruler is the Batman stone. Try not to fuck my money up in rap career like Pac-Man Jones. Don't print me, fingerprint me. But can we agree to disagree? I'm from East Long 6, where the boy don't bridge, but we don't want the blueprint 3. Wanna boss me just like Max B. But you can't fuck me like Recipe. Like Ali, I'ma float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, cause it's big Gucci. Gucci. I'm a tuning out, but it just email me. DA nail me, Broad Street jail me. Take it like a champ while the whole world mail me. Young don't like me, Jay out sales me. Nothing in the world Kanye could tell me. You could be anyone but Gucci. Jaw so hard I can hardly do. Cause there's nothing that I heard recently that moves me. Bet if you had the chance to, you mute. Convicted felon, my left wrist yelling. My stash ego and my Bozak swelling. Crazy, so I need Prozac really. My phone kept scary and my folks so eerie. So hard working that my folks feel weary. Fall in the club and the whole start cheering. So hear me, I know y'all hear me. I don't like lying too much, not really. High like Britney and stone like Jimmy. Got a second chance like Vic and Philly. This is slap music, this is trap music. New Buzz and Kelly, yeah, they got a jerk movement. Three squad niggas, we rough the block. Gucci man, I rough forks and spots.
Hello? Whoa, okay. Hi. My name is James, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And, yeah, that's basically it. I guess I'll keep on playing music. okay, here's the next song. I feel like I can hear music, but nothing's playing. Is it playing now? There we go.
Heart, I'm just high, not a liar. It's really all my fault. I choked up with desire. Rest in peace is rot, roasting pigs on the pyre. How did I get so lost? Wash my hands in the dryer.
Sing it. Like
Hello. Sorry, that was loud, but I had to catch it before the really loud song started. But yeah, anyway, hi, how is everyone going? How is everyone doing? There we go. I am doing well. It's been a while since I've been on the radio, so I blame any rustiness on that and not on the fact that I never knew it to begin with. But yeah, I'm having a good time back here in the studio. There are subtle changes. There's either a new mic or there's no soft thing over where the mic used to be. But I could probably change that. There's other ones. The like fuzzy part. I don't know what to call it, but and also there's no label on one of the aux cords. So that's why there was a few second delay in between what would have been a perfectly timed transition from Belinda's show to my show. But actually it was because I didn't have the volume turned up all the way, so whoops. And yeah, other than that, same good old WMFO. The mail thing is still right next to here. Like the post office, not the gender. I don't even know what that would mean, like a male gender thing. I guess a bathroom maybe, but or like a wrestling match or a monster truck rally. I wouldn't really call them rallies, monster truck rallies. You know? It's like how certain themes have certain words that go with them that you don't really like use in other places. Like Merry Christmas. You don't really say other things are merry. And there are other examples. I was really proud that I could think of one. But yeah, like monster rally, like, you know, you don't call it a car rally if you're at a, or like a horse rally if you're watching people ride horses. Just something to think about, some food for the thought. I can't think of a segue, but I have a fantastic theme tonight that I'm really proud of. Half the reason why I decided to do radio this semester was just so I could share this playlist with the world. I'll give you a second to guess it, but you also have had the whole episode to guess it so far. It is opera themed, because I watched opera at the end of the summer, La Boheme, not La Boheme, as I kept on saying and embarrassing myself, but yeah, La Boheme. And yeah, so it seemed really strange and foreign to me, the whole concept. I mean, it is foreign, but in the sense that it was like weird in a not good way. But I was like, maybe modern music is influenced by opera, so it's not so foreign in the weird sense. So did a little digging. I found some songs, just songs that I had floating around just waiting to be played. Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty proud of it, in all honesty. TBH, as the kids say. So far, I started off with an actual opera song. I'm not really familiar with anything like who Richard Strauss is, because I'm not classy enough. I mean, the name sounds familiar, but I don't know who was singing or anything. But it wasn't my playlist for some reason. So I guess I am classy. And then, so that was kind of like the bait of the episode, right? And then, you know, the listener, you, I guess, hypothetically, if anyone's listening, you know, like, bit onto the hook and then, like, started reeling them in with, I don't know where that analogy's going, but then it was Gucci Mane, and I think that song is so funny. It's an intro, it's called Classical Intro, so I figured I should play it first. It's pretty epic. Not in the sense where it's like late 2000s, like epic fail, but like, you know, like, sorry, I just said like a bunch. I'm really focusing on not saying and like, but anyway, yeah, epic in the sense where it's like, you feel the gods that is Gucci Mane with his Bart Simpson necklace and ice cream cone tattoo. Then I was gonna play a song called The Opera House. but that was really the only thing I had to do with opera, and I didn't want to seem like a cop-out because I have so many songs, so little time, and I'm wasting it right now. And then after that, I played Tears on Fire by Ariel Pink and Wise Blood. It's a good song. Oh, you can hear me like scratching my face. That's kind of weird. Or maybe you can't. I don't know. It's ASMR. Where are my millions of dollars? Yeah, that song's fun because it's like normal and then it's like opera. Anyway. And then Ha 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 by Death Grips, which is basically the sole reason why I bought that album. That and the cover. It's waiting for me patiently at my house to bring up here to put on my wall. Most beautiful album cover I've ever seen in my entire life. It is truly a masterpiece of aesthetic. I don't know what I'm saying, but I really like that song a lot, especially the chorus. I think it's so funny. And yeah, there's like that one part that is opera, and I was like, that's good enough for me. Then I played Electricity by The Avalanches on like such a good album. It's really good. It's just, I can't get over how like creative it is. It's just honestly breathtaking. Yeah, anyway, I'm going to play another song. This next song, as you might notice if you are a careful listener, you might be like, wait, that doesn't have any opera in it. It's just a nerdy white guy talking about Asian people, hypothetically. I don't know if he mentions Asian people in the song, but the album, Pinkerton, is named after General Pinkerton. I don't know, the Pinkerton in Madame Butterfly, which is an opera. And yeah, there's operatic things about it. I think that's the only one, but I remember there was like one song that I'm actually getting deja vu. I feel like I've talked about this before, and like I read somewhere and it was like, it's basically as if Bach wrote it, but it's just Weezer. Like, calm down. Anyway, I'm gonna play it. Here we go. Ooh, that's loud.
Side.
Just give me a second. I don't know why my computer was making that weird noise. But, ta-da, it's like it never happened. No.
Yeah. Come over here, check me out, check me out, red flame.
Literally, what's wrong with me?
York. In the subway. Finna go relax.
Oh.
Before I can turn on my second Genesis. Know what I mean? Got my LA gears on. It's nighttime in the coffee shop. Yeah. Shouts out to all the Latin community. The whole Latin, Espanol, your boy Lil B. As I receive my gifts, no winter time. Thank God I'm eating, boy, no dinner time. Rap God with the lines like Walmart. Don't need awards, just make sure you give me mine. I don't get on a lot of people's songs, cause they don't understand that I did it this long. Base God, I done traveled so far. Lil B, nigga, I done met God. Red flame like Godfather eating pasta in New York by yourself in the wintertime. Home Alone 2 on VHS, Sega Genesis. Charlie Brown Power Ranger movie on cable access. Game Genie all a part of my success. Yeah. And I don't treat, nigga, you can deep dish. New York subway in the big city. Base world for life. Goddamn. Gotta catch this train. About to run downstairs. Man, New York looks so beautiful right now. Feel so grown sitting in this restaurant looking outside. All these cars going by. New York in the wintertime is such a beautiful place. You'll be. Shouts out to every Latin person on earth. Como se dice en español? I love Spanish. Como se dice en español? I love the world. Como se dice en español? Lil B is a shit, bitch. That's what the fuck you should say. Red flame, nigga.
of mine helps me stealing up cats, waste no time.
Frosty dies, fumbles in the bag. My chip of gold is ready for a time.
Primer, Picarucha, Chevy 39. Going to El Monte Legion Stadium. Pick up on my Lisa, she's so divine. Me stealing up caps, waste all the time. Fuzzy dies, bongos in the bags. My ship of love, ready to attack. Won't you please hear my plea?
What a fun few minutes that's been. Wow. I've been forgetting to log in the songs. I have so much work to do. Actually, though, I do have a lot of work to do. You don't want to hear about my schoolwork. This is supposed to be an escape from our everyday lives, so I'll spare you. Instead, I'll talk about the songs that I've unlogged as you've been sitting there, like, what songs were those? And I'm going to tell you. I already talked about Weezer, because that's all I ever talk about, how much I love Weezer. Actually, that album is fantastic, in my opinion, despite everything else Rivers Cuomo has ever done. There's something so embarrassing about that album that I love it. And then I can't remember what happened next. I think Lil B, New York Subway, with a sample in the background. It was doing its thing. And then who could forget? The Who. Love, Rain, or Me. Not to be confused with Love Rain Over Me by The What. Just kidding. But, yeah, I really like how it says or Love Rain Over Me. I don't actually remember if he says that in the song, if he goes or over. Just sounds like I'm making guttural noises at this point, but that's okay. That's what life's all about. I don't know why. What am I doing? I don't know why I like whispered that into the microphone. but I like that song. Not a big Who fan. Oh, also, that song didn't have any opera in it, but it was part of the rock opera scene. I don't know if scene's the right word, but yeah, I could have also played Tommy, but that's not as good, in my opinion. I mean, I'm not a big fan either way, but I really like that song. I really like the drum solo thing in the... And the end where it just goes like for like a really long time. That's more my speed than other things that aren't my speed. Huh. Anyway, I'm gonna play another song. Oh no, just kidding. How could I forget? Then I played Frank Zappa, Dog Breath, In the Year of the Plague, which is a fantastic title. And a fantastic song. The same can't be said for all other Frank Zappa songs beyond the year of like 1979. I made up that year. 1980, let's say. Yeah, it's so weird that like that happened, that whole thing. Because it's like, oh, I like Frank Zappa, but then you have to say like, no, I don't like it when he like Chic Your Booty or whatever, that era, Uncle John's Garage, that era. Oh my god, don't even get me started. But that's the popular era. Why is everyone always wrong about everything? Even when they're almost right by liking Frank Zappa, they can't quite go the full 10 yards. I don't know what number you use when you say something yards, but they don't make it right before the end zone. There you go. That's a sports analogy. But yeah, that song is so good. And it has that like one opera part for some reason. So good. Yeah. Also, I really like the album cover. Something I don't like though, I think the bass player in that band, I don't know if he like actively touched children or... or was just caught with material from, but yeah, I don't know. The bass player isn't a cool guy, but it's a cool song. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking about that and I'm going to play the next song, which you may be listening to and you're gonna be like, wait, this guy sounds familiar, but not in a rapping format, more like in an acting format in the form of, that movie with the prison where he like greased himself up, I think, at one point. I don't know, I've never actually seen it. I think it begins with a B. And other movies, such as the new Dark Knight movie. We'd be right, because it's Tom Hardy rapping in 1999. How's that for setting the stage? Okay. I'm gonna hit play. Whoa. Oh no, did I do the wrong time? Oh no, okay.
Si j'étais dans ta quartier, j'ai tué tous les cons. Si j'étais dans ta quartier, j'ai tué tous les cons. Si j'étais dans ta quartier, j'ai tué tous les cons. Si j'étais dans ta quartier, j'ai tué tous les cons.
Forced to grow up quickly, to have a fighting chance of success. Nowadays, so many young men get caught up in the system. Country fails them, common sense is disbanded as if they never even existed. Enlisted into 9-to-5 horrors, are pushed into the squalors of the mainstream. Teams of red-blooded fiends feeding off death for the men. Can they even see the damn ghosts they follow in line for pound and chain, trudging into dark and sleepy hollows? Life mapped out before they're even born. There's only one reason, it's treason. High-risk category, young man go down the toilet if he tries to spoil it for that fat cat. You gotta get that into your head straight, see it in perspective. What it means is not important, but how to be protected from its different forms of vicious hordes of enemies that sends its school loads of boring those that stand alone, looking at the bigger picture.
Oh, that hath no music in himself, nor is not moved with concord of sweet sounds, is fit for treasons, stratagems, and spoils. The motions of his spirit are dull as night, and his affections dark as Erebus. Let no such man be trusted.
Whoops, that didn't happen. What did happen was this.
Oh.
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to... I have one more song to play. But I just want to say I had a fantastic time. Yeah, and that's it. I hope everyone has a fantastic week. Or 2 weeks. I might not be here next week, but... Yeah, anyway. Good night.
Stretching and yawning in a bed that don't belong to me. Then a voice yells, good morning, darling, from the bathroom. Then she comes out and kisses me, and to my surprise, she ain't you. Now I've got this dumb look on my face, like, what have I done? How could I be so stupid to be have laid here till the morning sun? I lost the track of time. Oh, what was on my mind? From the club went to a home. Didn't plan to stay that long. Here I am, quickly trying to put on my clothes. Searching for my car keys, trying to get on up out the door. Then she stretched her hands in front of it, said you can't go this way. Looked at her like she was crazy, said woman move out my way. I said I got a wife at home, she said please don't go out there. Lady, I've got to get home, she said her husband was coming up the stairs. Quiet, hurry up and get in the closet. She said, don't you make a sound, or some shit is going down. I said, why don't I just go out the window? Yes, except for one thing, we on the fifth floor. Shit, think, quick, put me in the closet. And now I'm in this darkest closet, trying to figure out just how I'm gonna get my crazy ass about this house. Then he walks in and yells, I'm home. She says, honey, I'm in the room. He walks in there with a smile on his face, saying, honey, I've been missing you. She hops all over him and says, I've cooked and ran your bath water. Telling you now, this girl's so good that she deserves an Oscar. Throws her in the bed and starts snatching her clothes off. I'm in the closet like, man, what the f*** is going on? Not gonna believe it, but things get deeper as the story goes on. Next thing you know, a call comes through on my cell phone. I tried my best to quickly put it on vibrate, but from the way he acted, I could tell it was too late. He hopped up and said, there's a mystery going on and I'm gonna solve it. And I'm like, God, please don't let this man open his closet. He walks in the back.